Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechus Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tesa, Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Aster Basra Achol Shishi B'zachin Afan Jerziv Kogon Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing Shechting for Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah tells us Ain Shechting Loy L'Soich Yamim V'Loy L'Soich Naharos V'Loy L'Soich Kelim. One is not allowed to shecht an animal into the sea or into the river or into Kelim. This is slightly different than the previous Mishnah, which had told us that if a person shechts for the sea or for the river, that's a pasul shechita, but it's not considered to Kerev Avodah Zarah. Over here, he's shechting into the sea, not for the sea, but he's literally shechting over the sea, so the blood runs directly into the sea or to the river or into a kli. And the reason for all of these is because it looks like he's shechting for avodah zarah. When he shechts into the sea, people might think that he's shechting for the sar of the sea, the angel or minister that's in charge of the sea. And the same thing with the river and kelim, people are going to think that he's shechting directly into a vessel so that he could use that blood for avodah zarah. Aval shechet hu l'soich uga shalmayim, he could shecht into a ditch or a pit that has water in it, and that's specifically in a case where the water is dirty and there's no thought that he's doing this for avodah zarah. And ubisfina al gabe kelim, if he's on a boat, he's allowed to shecht on top of kelim. Not that the blood goes into the kli, but the blood is on top of the outside of the kli, and then it runs off from there into the ocean. Again, he's not shechting directly into the ocean; it's just running off the kli into the ocean. And so it's obvious why he's doing this. He doesn't want to get the deck of the boat dirty. And now says the Mishnah: Ein shechtin leguma kol ikar. One is never allowed to shecht into a guma, into just a plain hole in the ground, and that's even in his house. And that's because it's chayk haminim. The minim, the heretics, they would shecht inside a guma, into a hole of sorts, and therefore we have to make sure not to do like them, so we're not allowed to shecht into a guma, even in the privacy of his own home. But he could make a hole inside his house so that the blood will run into it. This is similar to the case of on the boat. He's basically shechting regular in his house, but then the blood is going to run along the floor and fall into the hole, but he's not shechting directly into the hole. And lastly, bashuk lo yasakein, in the marketplace, you shouldn't do this either, so as not to lend credence to the chayk of the minim. And so in public, he should never shecht anywhere near a hole, even if he's not shechting directly into it. Moving on to Mishnah Yod with more scenarios. Hashaychet l'shem oyla, l'shem zvachim, l'shem asham talui, l'shem pesach, l'shem toida, shchitasai psula. If a person shechts a regular animal, he has a regular cow, it's not a carbon, it's chulin, it's meant for his Shabbos chalin, and then he has in mind that this is a carbon oyla, or zavach, which is, let's say, a shlamim, or an asham talui, or a carbon pesach, or a toida, his shchita is pasul. Why is that? Because all these have the same common denominator, they're davar hanidav v'nidar. He could donate such a carbon on his own out of the goodness of his heart. He could promise that he's going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when a person sees him shechting this regular chulin animal, and all of a sudden he says it's for an oyla, the person thinks to himself, wow, it must be that he was just makdish it, this very moment, he decided that he wants it to be a carbon, and that means he's shechting kudshim b'chutz. He's shechting carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. And now if we're going to say that it's kosher and he's going to eat it, people are going to think that he's eating carbonus outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it's obviously a very big problem, so therefore we say it's pasul. And this is all because of maris ayin. It looks bad. We're afraid people are going to draw the wrong conclusions from it. However, Rav Shimon says it's kosher because he's not worried about maris ayin in this case. Now we have a similar case to a previous mishnah we had brought up. Shnei machzim b'sakim shechtin. Two people are holding onto the knife and shechting. Echel shem echem kol elu ve'echel shem davar kosher. One is shechting with intention for one of these things we just mentioned, and one's intention is just for kosher. Regular shechita, shechitas m'sula, the shechita is pasul. But now here we have a different scenario, similar to the previous one, but has a different outcome. Hashoich l'shem chatos, l'shem asham vade, l'shem bachar, l'shem meiser, l'shem temura, shchitas k'sheira. One who shechts with intention that his regular animal is one of these things, either carbon chatos or carbon asham or bachar, which is a firstborn animal. Meiser is referring to meiser behema. Temura is an animal that was exchanged for a different carbon. In all these situations, his shchita is kosher. That's because these things are not a davar hanidar vanidav. A person is not able to donate these things on his own if he wants to. It's only if he does an aveira he brings a chatos or asham. It's only if he has a firstborn animal he brings a bachar. If he counted all of his new animals and he has a 10th one, so that's meiser behema. Same thing with the temura. It's not something that he could donate on his own. Therefore, his shechita is kosher because there's no meiris ayin over here. There's no suspicion. People are going to think, wow, he was just makdish at this very moment. You can't be makdish this thing on your own. So there's no problem. And zaklal, this is the rule. Kol davar shenidav v'nidav, anything which a person could promise he's going to bring or he could donate it on his own, hashoichet l'shmai aser. If a person takes a regular animal that's chulin and he shechts it with intention for it to be that thing, so it's aser. Because again, as we said, it's due to meiris ayin. People are going to think that he shechted this animal outside and that you're allowed to eat kachim b'chutz. However, v'sheinu nidav v'nidav, anything that a person is not able to donate on their own, hashoichet l'shmai kosher. If he shechts a regular chulin animal with intentions to be that, it's kosher because there's no meiris ayin and obviously can't be that carbon which he said that it is. And so it must be just regular chulin. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Per Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.